GM, and Ford are in full retreat all around the world. But at some point, they're going to have to put a flag in the ground and take a stand. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. GM and Ford used to build and sell cars in every major market in the world. Not anymore. They've drastically slashed their global footprint and pretty much dropped out of the market for passenger cars because they couldn't make money there. That's actually a good reason. You don't want to sell or make cars where you can't make money. But how far do you retreat? If they only make good money on pickups and SUVs in the American market, is that what they're going to become? North American truck companies? And that's it? You know, when I was a kid growing up, General Motors was the largest industrial corporation in the world. Ford was number two. But last year, GM was number five and Ford was number six. And by the end of this year, they could drop even further. And that's why I say at some point, they're going to have to stop retreating. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.